It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right, so this is a really important thing that I want to be talking about. As a naturopathic doctor, guess what? Prevention is the cure. Yep, it is definitely the guiding scope of my practice and my thought process when I'm working with people. It's somewhat of a backdrop principle, I would say. It's always present, very subtle, yet difficult to quantify in any research that attempts to substantiate comprehensive practices. I mean, seriously, there's a wonderful quote from Maya Angelou that I love that lingers in my mind in the same manner as prevention. It's when we know better, we do better. So my mom fell last year and broke her leg and her hip. And gosh darn it, you know, if I would have had some time back, or I don't know, if you're listening out there, and I know you probably have tried to help your family and friends with the health tips that you know or the good living that you are doing. And it's difficult sometimes, right, to treat our families and our loved ones. But boy, I think it's devastating. Falls, especially when the elderly, are really start a slippery slope into poor health. Okay, as I work with elderly patients in my practice regarding other health issues such as fatigue and arthritis and cardiovascular disease, you know, my I know better principle completely springs into action, reminding me to consider what opportunities exist for practicing prevention, especially when it comes to their potential risk of falling. You know, I'm a big CrossFit athlete. I love it. I've drank the Kool-Aid. I do it safe, though. And I use these aspects of CrossFit when I'm working with these people, because CrossFit to me is just being fit amongst many different metrics, all right? And, you know, I teach people, it's like, as you grow older, it's not just living longer, but it's the quality of your life. If you go for a tumble, do you have enough grip strength to catch yourself? Are you flexible enough and mobile enough? Do you have mobility to get yourself up if you need to? Get yourself out of a burning building, et cetera. Okay, so I think that it's really important. So, because according to the Center for Disease Control, each year, one in every three adults age 65 and older falls, but less than half of them talk to their healthcare providers about it. So while it may not seem that most obvious subject to bring up to these young, vital people that are in my practice, I believe it's crucial, as injuries from falls have the potential to permanently alter their quality of life, making it hard to get around, making it hard to live independently, and even, you know, definitely increase their risk of mortality. So every year, more than 1.6 million U.S. adults who are older go to the emergency department for fall-related injuries. Among older adults, falls are the number one cause of fractures, hospital admissions for trauma, loss of independence, and injury deaths. Okay, so it's this falling that I really, 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 really want to prevent. Okay, so my fall prevention protocol. So while a patient may think otherwise, falls and accidents seldom just happen. All right, I know that accidents are accidents, but what's really important is evaluating the patient. Evaluation of the patient should include a focus history with an emphasis on what medications are you on. There are some side effects of medications, heart medications that a lot of elderly people are on, that create something called orthostatic hypotension. That's low blood pressure. So getting up, they kind of become dizzy and they might fall there. And a physical examination, including postural control. All right. So do they have any postural deviations, other physical functions, overall physical functions? Bone density is another critical clinical piece to consider. All right. Really important to definitely get a good sense of what the potential risk is for this person falling. Now, these tips I'm going to give you for these ingredients that I think are extremely important to prevent falls. All right, so you want to optimize besides flexibility, balance, and bone strength and bone density. Those are definitely first-line defense against falls. But I think that making sure people are definitely into daily physical exercise helps strengthen muscles, increase flexibility, improve balance. Weight-bearing exercise also will enhance strength as well as slow bone loss. Proper dietary choices, very important. Optimal nutrient supplementations are crucial, I think, when it comes to decreasing a person's risk for falling. A lot of the bone formulas out there, I think, focus a lot on calcium, magnesium. I want to describe less common ingredients that I think are incredibly important. Silica. You know, silica, provided in the right form, silica is really hard to be absorbed, can be a valuable tool for stabilizing osteoporosis and osteopenia. Okay, so that's a nutrient that isn't highlighted sometimes, but I think is extremely important. In fact, silica, not calcium, is the top osteoporosis supplement in certain parts of Europe. It's a critical trace mineral. It's found in high concentrations in arteries, tendons, skins, nails, ligaments, teeth, hair, connective tissue, and collagen, and it can help increase bone collagen and strengthen the connective tissue matrix. So that's extremely, extremely important, all right? Another mineral that we don't talk about in a lot in bone formulas is strontium. Strontium is a trace element that can have a tremendous effect in optimizing bone strength and density. It's a component of bones. You know, bone is a living tissue. It's got, I mean, it's alive. It's got so much more than calcium, magnesium, vitamin D. It's got like 15 different minerals. And it's alive, even though it's this hard, sort of strong stuff, hopefully strong. It's alive. Now, studies using strontium in the treatment of osteoporosis showed significant improvements in bone density. So that's bone mineral density. In fact, a recent study published in Rheumatology International in 2010 actually compared the effects of strontium to a well-known osteoporosis drug, and that's Fosamax. In the study of women with osteoporosis, strontium was much more effective than the drug for increasing bone thickness and density without all the detrimental and serious side effects. So strontium, we've got to remember that one. A couple together, the blend of curcumin, talk a lot about curcumin on this show, and boswellia can combat joint stiffness that tends to impede balance. All right, when you're sore, and believe me, I am a lot of the time, you can get off balance easily, and it can impede mobility as well. So by reducing inflammation and increasing flexibility, curcumin and boswellia work great. So we're looking at silica, strontium, curcumin, boswellia. However, these things, now silica as well, sometimes they're difficult to absorb. Curcumin is very hard to absorb in the body. You need to look for a clinically studied curcumin that has shown in human trials, okay, the absorption up to 10 times that of plain curcumin, and a minimum 8-hour serum level duration in order to have significant effects. That means that I know that turmeric is out there, and we all love that. Well, some of us don't love it. Some people actually hate it, but that curry or that super spice, super duper super food spice that used in Indian food, that turmeric, it's the active form, curcumin. That's the medicinal component of that lovely spice that we're interested in. But if you even have the straight curcumin, it's still hard to absorb. Okay, so we want it into our bloodstream. That's where we get the effects of all of these great studies. And so you got to look for something that's been clinically studied to actually get in there and have significant serum levels over an 8-hour period, and I'll give you some tips on that too, all right? I also utilize a purified boswellia that is screened for beta-boswellic acid, that's BBA, okay? Because this, in some boswellia supplements, the BBAs are in there, and it's shown to actually have pro-inflammatory compounds, so we want to make sure that they're reduced when you're taking boswellia medicinally, okay? So I recommend dosing this blend, the boswellia and the curcumin, twice daily to maintain optimal serum levels. The other thing about curcumin, it's been shown to enhance bone mineral density and bone microarchitecture. So it's that, you know, it's just the way that the bones, they're osteoclast and osteoblast. Osteoclast, tear down bone, osteoblast, build it up, and they really improve that osteoblast clastic activity, making new strong bone. All right, so we're thinking about these particular ingredients, looking outside the box when we're helping people prevent falls, all right? I think it's extremely important. Prevention is the cure. Silica, strontium, curcumin, and boswellia, all in absorbable forms. You might want to check out terrynaturally.com. They've got some great absorbable ingredients. When we're talking about the prevention protocol for falls, it's really important. Prevention is the cure. As you grow older, you don't want to just live longer. You want to live better and stay well. Thanks for listening to Mindful Medicine on Radio MD, radiomd.com.